请大家翻开圣经约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to the Bible, John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章第九节。
John chapter 10, verse 9.
约翰福音第十章第九节还有第十节。
John chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。第十节。
Verse 10.
那盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来的是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。那我们最近啊读经啊，是这个礼拜十一章到十七章。
And this week our weekly Bible reading is from chapter 11 to 17.
那当然，写圣经的人啊，其实啊，都是要经过编排的。
And the Bible has been prearranged.
因为圣经啊，都是神所默示的。
Because the Bible has been revealed by the Lord.
那既然是神所默示，那神是一位有秩序的神。
And because God has revealed this, and He is an orderly God.
所以当他在启示人来描写他的旨意。来说他要人做些什么事的时候、啊、一定是有一个逻辑持续的编排。
And so when he reveals to man his words and his will, there must be an order and logic to it.
啊，不会是随性啊，这里讲一点，讲一点啊，没有什么秩序，不会这样子。
And this will not be random and without order.
所以这里说啊，得生病啊，那这个得啊的本身呢，得生病。的意思就是获取生命，还是接受生命。
And here it says that whoever receives life,
那么获取就是好像是比较主动的、哦、我们要去得这个生命，要去拿、啊、自己本身要去某个地方得到一些东西。
And to receive, we must go somewhere, and to obtain this object.
那也就是要付出代价。
And that is, we must pay a price.
比如说我们出去外面买菜买东西也是要走出去呀。
And for example, when you go out to shop, you need to walk out.
对，这个是主动，我们自己本身要想办法，要尽力得到生命。
And so we need to go and try to put forth effort to receive this life.
那另外一个是接受啊，接受说第一个应该是 obtain， 你就是要得，要 obtain， 你要得到东西哈。那第二个是 receive， 你要接受。那接受的话就比较被动，因为我接受，你给我，我接受。
And the first is to obtain, and the second is to receive.
所以这个是被动啊，这个是因为神啊，他给我们，那我们就接受生命。
And this is more passive because God has given this to us, so we receive it.
得生命啊，是一个人的基本的需求。
And to receive life is the basic requirement for man.
所以每个人都要求生的意志。
And so everyone has the will to pursue life.
啊，任一个人呢、啊，除非是到了最后的一秒钟啊，已经精疲力竭的啊，他才会放弃生命。
Only when a person is at his last stage in life and he's tired, will he give up his life.
我们看溺水的人啊，他也不会随便放弃生命的，他还是很尽力的，我要游上岸的。可是啊，他不会游泳，有些是、啊、已经没体力的，所以最后就溺毙的。
And for a person who's drowning, they will try their hardest to try to swim to shore. If they can't swim, then they will only give up when they're tired.
因着得生病啊，是一个很基本的需求。
And so to receive life is the basic is one of the most basic things.
那神鼓励大家要得的更丰盛啊，在基本的方便啊，已经满足人的基本的需求以外呢，还要得的更丰盛。
And aside from our basic needs of life, we need to pursue the fullness of life.
所以我们看圣经的描述哈，有这个紧紧得救哈。
And here it says that that they would be saved.
啊，就是差一点就不能得救。
And
差一点就不能得救。
And that is that they were barely saved.
啊，好像在搭火车啊，差一点就来不及呀。
And just like as if they're catching a train, they almost did not make it.
那圣经也有描述说，我们经过一些努力以后啊，可以丰丰富富的。
And the Bible also tells us that after putting forth some effort, then we can receive the fullness of His kingdom.
所以保罗他也说哈，有人在耶稣基督的根基上来建造房子。
And so Paul said that we need to build our house on the foundation of Christ.
有的人呢，就是用草木和秸来建造。
And some people used the grass and the woods to build this house.
那结果火一考验呢，哎，都被烧光的。
And when the fire comes, then their house will be burned down.
啊，但是自己呢，哎，好像仅仅的得救，会受一些痛苦。
And if you are only barely saved, you may go through some pains.
啊，但是有的人用金银宝石来建造。
But some people build with gold and stones.
那做一些人呢，就是付出一些相当的代价，付出一些努力。
And these people have paid a price.
啊，努力当然就会有收获。
And after they have paid this price, they will obtain what they want.
啊，这些人付出的啊，为了耶稣基督付出的，为了信仰而付出的人啊，他们就能够得到生命，得的更丰盛。
And those who have paid the price for the Lord, then they will receive the fullness of life.
那我们为什么啊，这个星期的读经进入是十一章啊到十七章啊，为什么还要那、啊、回到第十章？
And why is it that our weekly Bible reading is chapter 11 to 17, but we're reading chapter 10?
因为第十章就是我们的目标哈，要得到更丰盛的生命。
And because chapter 10 tells us our goal, which is to receive the fullness of life.
那得到更丰盛生命呢？嗯，必须要先得生命。
And to receive the fullness of life, we need to first receive life.
那怎么得生命呢？
And how do we receive life?
所以第十一章就有一个复活的故事。
And in chapter 11, it talks about a story of resurrection.
因为这个复活可能大家不知道说复活到底是怎么一个情形。
And we may not understand how is it that someone can resurrect.
所以神就安排第十一章有个拉撒路的复活。
And so God has arranged in chapter 11 the resurrection of Lazarus.
用这个有形的生命的复活来预告将来的复活是要像怎么样子。
And using this tangible instance of resurrection to prefigure what resurrection will be like in the future.
所以主就说这个复活在我，生命在我。
And so the Lord Jesus has said that resurrection is, I am the resurrection and I am the life.
那为什么不说生命在我，复活在我呢？
And why doesn't he say, I am the life and I am the resurrection?
这两个不一样主耶稣是说复活在先复活在我，生命也在我。
And these are different because the Lord Jesus has said resurrection, I am the resurrection first and I am the life.
所以复活以后才有一个新的生命。
And so after you have resurrected, can you have a new life?
来，我们请看启示录。
And let's turn to Revelations.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章，那我们从第一节来看
Revelation chapter 20 verse 1.
启示录二十章的第一节。
Chapter 20 verse 1.
我就看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子。第二节，他捉住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑一千年。这边有个一千年。
And here it mentions 1,000 years.
好，第三节
，verse 3.
那扔在无底坑里，将无底坑关闭，用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。等到那一千年完了以后。必须暂时释放他。这里又提到一千年。
And here it talks about 1,000 years again.
再看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
那我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上边的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩折的灵魂，和那些没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上说过他印记的人的灵魂。他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年又是一千年。
Here's another 1,000 years.
那第五节
，verse 5.
这是头一次的复活请看，这是头一次的复活。那其余的死人还没有复活，只等到那一千年完了第六节
，verse 6.
在头一次复活有份的、有福的、圣洁的，第二次的死在他们身上就没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司。并要与基督一同作王一千年那这边神学家把它称为什么千禧年还是千禧王国
And here the theologian talk about this as the millennium kingdom
这个千禧年我们都很熟悉两千年要度过2001年的时候就是很这个字眼很流行
And the word millennium was very popular when we entered into the year 2000.
芝加哥有一个在湖边有一个公园叫做千禧公园。
And in Chicago, there is a park called the Millennium Park.
有个很大的这个圆球，那个圆球里面有镜子哈，往后看可以看到整个芝加哥的城市。
And in this park, there's a globe that is covered with mirrors that you can look into the entire Chicago.
说这个一千年千禧年就是根据这一段圣经来的。
And so this millennium was based on this passage here.
好，那这里提到第一次的复活。
And here it talks about the first resurrection.
那第一次的复活是指的什么意思？
And what does the first resurrection refer to?
因为这里说第一次复活的人有福了，他们就是圣洁的。
And here it says, blessed are those who have part in the first resurrection,
because they are holy.
And the second death has no power over them.
这个第二次的死就指着灵魂永远的死。
And the second death refers to the death of the spirit.
就是不能得救的人。
And that is those who cannot be saved.
所以第一次复活的人，他们就能够得永生，就不会得到永远的灭亡。
And those who have part in the first resurrection can receive eternal life.
那复活是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to resurrect?
那请看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第一节，第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书第六章第三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？第四节。
Verse four.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。第五节。
Verse five.
那我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。第六节，因为知道我们的旧人和他一同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不得再做罪的奴仆。第七，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同复活。所以这里所谓的复活是什么意思呢？
And so what does it mean to be resurrected?
复活就是洗礼。
And to be resurrected means to be baptized.
洗礼就是第一次的复活。
And to be baptized means this is the first resurrection.
第一次复活的人就圣洁的。
And those who have received, who have part in the first resurrection is holy.
借着这个洗礼呢，我们就要从主耶稣那里再领受、接受一个新的生命。
And through this baptism, we need to receive a new life from the Lord Jesus.
所以我们都是新生的人。
And so we are all newborns.
我们就变成新人了，有新生的样式。
And we are all a new man with a new image.
因为我们旧人已经死了。
Because our old self have already died.
这个旧人就是代表我们身上的罪，我们身上的这些情欲、肉体的情欲。
And the old self represents our sins and desires.
借着洗礼就已经洗去了。
And through baptism, they have been washed away.
然后呢，有一个新的生命。
And then we have a new life.
所以这个就是得生命。
And this is to receive life.
最基本的就是得生命，也就是要经过洗礼，赦罪的洗礼。
And the most basic thing we need to have is to receive life, and that is to receive baptism.
所以假如我们要根据主耶稣的话，主耶稣的旨意。你要根据主耶稣所要求那种洗礼的方式，那个洗礼呢还不算洗礼。
And if you have not been baptized according to the word and the teaching of the Lord, then this is not true baptism.
当然有些人很不喜欢听啊。
And some people do not like to hear this.
有些人说，哎呀，我在某某这个教会已经接受洗礼的。
And some people will say, I have already been baptized at another church.
可是要按照主的吩咐，按照主所要求的样式来洗礼。
But you need to be baptized according to the teaching and the word of the Lord.
所以这里提到。叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
That in all things we do, we have the likeness of a new life.
一定要与主同埋葬，才能够同复活。
That we need to be buried with the Lord, and then we can be resurrected with Him.
所以就是要经过活水的洗礼，全身入浸。
And that is, we need to be baptized in the living water and be fully immersed.
因此第十一章就谈到这个复活，拉撒路的复活。
And because in chapter 11 it talks about the resurrection of Lazarus.
那十二章呢，就提到复活的见证。
And in chapter 12, it talks about the testimony of resurrection.
因为大家要听到这个故事啊。
And because people have heard the story.
那就专程来拉撒路的家。
And so they came to the house of Lazarus.
拉撒路复活以后，当然活得很好。
And after Lazarus resurrected, he lived a good life.
那他复活以后，真的他就改变了。
And after he resurrected, he changed.
我们看主耶稣第一次到他们家去拜访的时候。
We can see when the Lord Jesus first visited his house.
好像第一次没有经验啊，说大家都很忙乱。
And the first time that they had no experience, so everyone was very chaotic.
啊，圣经在路加福音说啊，马大为了要接待主耶稣，非常的忙乱。
And in the book of Luke, it says that Martha, in order to receive the Lord Jesus, she was very busy.
忙到后来啊，乱啊，就发脾气了。
And it was so much chaos that she lost her temper.
啊，就抱怨了。
And so she started to complain.
啊，所以有些人就说啊。那我们不要做马大，我们做玛利亚，坐在主耶稣的脚前听道理。
And so some people would say, let's not be Martha, but be like Mary, who listens to the words of the Lord Jesus.
所以能够得到最好的福分。
So that she could receive the best blessings.
那大家都做玛利亚。
And everyone wants to be Mary.
做玛利亚很好。
It's good to be Mary.
可是想想我们中餐怎么办呢？
But if you think about it, then what about our lunch?
好，那我们中餐就不用吃了。
Then we may not have lunch.
大家都坐在这里,
we could all sit here.
那我们中餐要怎么办呢?
What do we do with lunch?
所以这个是可以安排的。
So this could be arranged.
圣经不是要否定我们要去服侍别人，要帮别人煮饭，准备饭食，不是这个意思。
And the Bible does not deny that we need to serve others and prepare meals for others.
而是可以有个先后顺序啊。
But there must be an order.
可以安排啊。
That we can arrange this.
我到每年要去巴西的圣保罗教会协助圣工。
And every year before I go to Brazil to help out with the holy work.
那礼拜五晚上有聚会。
On a Friday night they have services.
然后大家从有的坐车要坐两个小时来参加聚会。
And some people need to travel for 2 hours to come to church.
很多人下班以后就赶来参加聚会。
And some people immediately come to church after work.
所以他们都没有吃饭哦。
So they have not eaten.
因此，就有些弟兄姐妹在六点的时候就先来准备饭食。
And so some of the brothers and sisters will start to prepare a meal about 6 p.m.
然后聚完会，在聚会的时候，没有人在厨房。
And during the service, there is no one in the kitchen.
等到聚完会以后
，only after the service.
哇，很多弟兄姐妹就帮忙啊。
Then the brothers and sisters will help.
很快就搞定了，很快就饭食就准备好了。
And very quickly they will have a meal prepared.
哇，这个大家在厨房之内，大家就可以吃了。
Then everyone can partake in the meal.
所以大家也可以吃饭大家也可以听道理。
And so everyone can eat their food and also listen to the words of God.
两个都有。
And that they were able to satisfy both.
所以也可以做马大，也可以做玛利亚。
So you could be both Martha and Mary.
因此第一次的时候就比较没有经验，忙乱。
And so the first time they received the Lord Jesus, they didn't have experience and they were chaotic.
但是第二次就不一样。
But the second time was different.
第二次主耶稣在造访的时候是拉撒路复活以后的事情。
And the second time the Lord Jesus visited was after Lazarus has resurrected.
这次大家在灵性上都长进的。
And this time they have already grown in their spirit.
根据圣经记载，马大他也是照样在服侍。
And according to the recording of the Bible, Martha continued to serve.
可是这一次呢？这一次圣经没有记载马大她抱怨。
But this time the Bible did not record that Martha complained.
所以她进步了。
So she has improved.
那玛利亚呢
？And Mary.
那第一次拜访的时候，玛利亚是坐在耶稣的脚前，静静的听道理。
And the first time the Lord Jesus visited, Mary was sitting at the foot of the Lord Jesus and quietly listening.
可是第二次就不一样哦。
But the second time was different.
第二次她就起而行动，把以前所听的道理实践出来。
And the second time she took action, she practiced what she had heard before.
所以这次她用香膏来膏主耶稣，来抹在耶稣的脚上。
And so this time she used the fragrance and poured it on the foot of the Lord Jesus.
所以她这付出行动来做出来。
And so she took action.
使整个这个房屋都满了香气。
And so the whole house was filled with fragrance.
那拉撒路呢
？And Lazarus.
他第二次也进步了。
The second visit, he also improved.
那第一次啊，他不晓得跑去哪里玩。
And the first time, we did not know where he was.
还是跟同学去看这个 Super Bowl.
And maybe he went to watch Super Bowl with his friends.
还是反正去逛街去哪里玩呢
？Or maybe he was outside with his friends.
所以他不在。
So he was not there.
可是第二次呢
？But the second time,
他进步啊。
He made improvements.
他为这主耶稣做见证。
And he made the testimony for the Lord Jesus.
很多人都来看他从死里复活，怎么样哈？ 大家都很好奇啊。
Because many people came to see how he resurrected.
啊，说他为主做见证。
And so he testified for the Lord.
所以我们看，经过复活以后都改变了。
And so after he resurrected, everything has changed.
啊，大家都有进步。
And everyone made improvements.
啊，他变成一个新的人。
And they have become a new person.
这个就是一个新的生命。
And this is a new life.
那这个就是一个起始点，开始点。
And this is the beginning.
就至少要得到一个新的生命。
That we need to at least receive a new life.
啊，假设没有一个新的生命。
And without a new life.
那再怎么做都是逃脱不出来这个罪的辖制。
And no matter what we do, that we cannot escape the bondage of sin.
所以一定要有第一次复活的经验。
And so we need to have the experience of the first resurrection.
啊，就是洗礼。
And that is baptism.
啊，所以感谢主啊！啊，我是三岁的时候接受洗礼。
And so I thank the Lord. I was baptized when I was three.
啊，水是怎么样我都忘记呀，人家三岁还不懂事。
And I have no memory of what the water was like.
可是只要是大人哈才洗礼的话，哦，那就不一样啊。
But if you were baptized when you were an adult,
啊，比如说我们今年那九月、十月份呢，为新受洗的弟兄姐妹洗礼的时候
，and for example, this past church convocation when we baptized for the new brothers and sisters,
那我个人是非常感动
，and I was very moved,
因为他们有这个经历啊，经历在从死里复活的经验
，and because they have this experience that they resurrected from death,
啊，虽然有的明明知道那个水是冷的。
And some, although they knew the water was cold,
但是他们还是愿意顺服啊，凭着信心就走下水里。
But they were obedient, and with their faith, they walked into the water.
那有的人还喝到海水。
And some even took a gulp of the sea water.
但是内心充满了喜乐。
But they were filled with joy.
因为他们经历这个复活的体验，经历复活的这个过程。
And because they have experienced resurrection.
所以每一个人都是一样。
And so everyone is the same.
凡要得到生命的人都必须要经过头一次复活的这种体验。
If you want to receive life, then you need to experience the first resurrection.
所以他们很高兴。
And so they were very joyful.
因为他们告诉自己说我做到了。
Because they told themselves that they have done it.
感谢主我经历的复活。
And we thank the Lord that I have experienced the resurrection.
所以第一次的复活啊，代表着赦罪的洗礼。
And so the first resurrection represents the baptism.
那第二次的死就跟他们无份了。
And so the second death will have no part with them.
因为他们生命是活着的。
Because they have a living life.
啊，这个生命呢就不再朽坏。
And this life will not be corrupted.
啊，那我们以后还有第二次的复活。
And then we have the second resurrection.
那第二次的复活啊，就是指着主主再临的时候。
And the second resurrection refers to that in the spirit.
因为既然有第一次、头一次，就是有第二次啊。
And since there's a first, then there will be a second.
那第二次的主主再来的时候。
And the second is when the Lord comes again.
因为我们这些人呢、啊，大概总是有一天呢、啊，会离开世间呢、啊。
Because one day we will depart from this world.
那不管是火葬、土葬啊，总是就是被埋葬的。
And whether we're incinerated or buried, then we'll experience death.
那肉体就消失毁坏。
Then our body will be destroyed.
那但是到主耶稣再来的时候
，But when the Lord Jesus comes again,
那大家都要复活。
Then everyone will resurrect.
啊，复活与主相会。
And to resurrect to meet with the Lord.
享受永远的快乐。
And to enjoy the eternal joy.
啊，那个复活就是一个灵性的身体啊。
And this resurrection will be referred to a spiritual body.
啊，请看《哥林多前书》十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章的四十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44.
四十四。
Verse 44.
所中的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
And it is sown a natural body and is raised a spiritual body.
哦，我们本来都是有血气的身体啊。
And we have a natural body.
可是第二次的复活以后，我们就要变成一个灵性的身体。
But after the second resurrection, we'll become a spiritual body.
哦，大家能够想象灵性的身体是怎么样吗
？Can we imagine what is a spiritual body like?
在主耶稣啊，他的复活出熟的果子。
And the Lord Jesus is the first fruit.
啊，他怎么样，我们以后也会怎么样。
And what he is like, then we'll be like him in the future.
啊，不然当时使徒们啊，他们因为啊受逼迫，所以都把这个门啊关得很紧。
At that time, the disciples, because they were persecuted, so they shut the door and locked it.
恐怕罗马的兵丁进来啊调查。
And they were afraid that the Roman soldiers would come in.
可是主耶稣哎，突然在他们中间出现。
But the Lord Jesus suddenly appeared among them.
他就突然间消失。
And then he suddenly disappeared.
啊，所以这个灵性的身体呀。
So this is a spiritual body.
啊，说我们以后啊很方便哦，这个一下子我们就哎在台湾呐、啊，在显现在我们亲戚当中。
And in the future, we may be able to appear among our relatives in Taiwan in a moment.
啊，谈话要吃完饭了啊，我要回美国了，一下子要消失，要哎要在美国了。
And after you visit them, then you want to come back to the United States. You can come back in an instant.
所以大家能够想象吗
？Can you imagine this?
啊，很难想象。
It's very hard to imagine.
啊，当你要复活了，这个世界都消失了。
And after you resurrect, this whole world will disappear.
所以我们就永远与主同在。
Then we'll be with the Lord forever.
我们就是盼望那个时刻。
And this is the moment that we're hoping for.
盼望我们身体得赎。
And we hope that our body could be saved.
那这个就是我们最后的盼望。
And this is our last hope.
所以复活的道理啊，是基督教一个很重要的道理。
And so the teaching of resurrection is very important teaching in Christianity.
也是一个信仰的核心。
And this is also the core of our belief.
因为没有复活的话，我们信耶稣就枉然了。
Because without resurrection, then we believe in vain.
因为我们就跟平常人一样。
And we'll be just like everybody else.
没有什么特别，就没有什么盼望。
And there is nothing special and nothing to hope for.
那我们就不用来啊。
Then we don't need to come.
哦，可以去逛街。你看我们那个前面的学校，后面那个学校啊，正在举办什么园游会是吧？
And we can see that the school across the street from us is having a carnival.
所以大家可以不用进来呀、啊，去参观去买东西呀、啊。
So you don't even need to come here. You could go and shop.
但是因为我们有个复活的盼望。
But because we have this hope of resurrection.
所以大家在这个信仰的过程当中很忍耐，就是为了这个盼望。
And so we persevere through our faith for this hope.
啊，这是一个最后的盼望。
And this is our last hope.
所以最后的盼望就是要忍耐等候。
And the last hope is to persevere and wait.
啊，圣经要称这个盼望是活泼的盼望。
And the Bible refers to this hope as a living hope.
因为这个盼望一定会实现的。
Because this hope will be fulfilled.
啊，那我们知道怎么知道一定会实现
？And how do we know it will be fulfilled?
啊，就是借着圣灵来实验。
And that is through the Holy Spirit.
因为既然神按照他的应许呀、啊，把圣灵降临给我们。
And since God has given us His promised Holy Spirit.
那就会表示说啊。主耶稣啊，真的已经升天了。
And that means that the Lord Jesus has truly ascended to heaven.
啊，主耶稣已经真的坐在天父的右边了。
And he is truly sitting on the right hand side of the Lord.
主耶稣真的已经到了天堂了。
And the Lord Jesus is truly in heaven.
所以就按照他所应许的，把圣灵降给我们。
And so according to his promise, he has given us the Holy Spirit.
所以我们既然得到圣灵。
And so today we receive the Holy Spirit.
就是一个印证。
This is a sign.
因此我们就有一个活泼的盼望。
And so we have a living hope.
请看，彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
前书第一章第三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。所以借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生我们，这个是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to be to resurrect through the Lord Jesus from the dead?
啊，这个就是洗礼。
And that is receive baptism.
所以耶稣基督假如没有复活的话，我们洗礼就没有功效。
And so without the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, then our baptism will not have an effect.
因为我们再怎么虔诚都无用的。
Because no matter how fervent you are, it will be useless.
啊，现在借着神的大能啊，让耶稣基督从死里复活。
And through the greatness of the Lord that He has resurrected the Lord Jesus.
我们就变成一个新人，那叫重生了。
Then we have become a new person and have been reborn.
这里说叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And it says that we have a living hope.
这个盼望是永不止息。
And this hope will never be extinguished.
人生的事情啊，有什么事情会比死更严重？
And in life, what is more severe than death?
是吧？我们有些时候说哇，嗨了，死了，死了。
And we may often say that I'm going to die.
啊，有些说啊，惨了惨了，不知道怎么办。
And they may say that I don't know what to do.
哎呀，迟到了。
And you may be late.
哎呀，交通堵塞了。
And maybe there's traffic.
好像是世界末日。
seems like the end of the world.
其实我们想想,
but if we think about it,
拉撒路死了,
when Lazarus died,
主耶稣能够叫他从死里复活,
and the Lord Jesus was able to resurrect him from death,
那我们生活上所碰到的难题,
then the difficulties that we encounter in the world,
对神来说是芝麻小事啊。
To the Lord is all a very minute things.
就好像我们从地面上捡起一粒的垃圾哈，还是一粒米饭那么容易。
And it's just like us picking up a small grain of rice.
所以我们生活上的疑虑，生活上的困难，有什么可以烦恼的
？And so there's nothing in the world that we need to worry about.
因为神叫耶稣基督从死里复活。
Because the Lord was able to resurrect the Lord Jesus from death.
最主要就是要让我们有个活泼的盼望。
And the most important purpose is so that we can have a living hope.
活泼就是 living， 就是活的，不是死的。
And living is that it is not dead.
不是一次两次。
It is not once or twice.
而是永远的。
But it is eternal.
所以我们每个时刻，我们生活上每一分钟、每个时刻都有神的同在。
And so every minute of our life will have the guidance of the Lord.
在我们来看是很困难。
And to us, it seems very difficult.
在我们来看，好像世界末日没有什么希望的。
And to us, it may seem like the end of the world.
但是因为主的怜悯，
but because of the mercy of the Lord,
我们就有一个活泼的盼望。
Then we have a living hope.
因为死都可以复活了。
Because he can resurrect a person from death.
何况是我们这些小事情，这些什么困难啊，在神的眼中不是困难呢、啊、
？And even more so, our difficulties in the eyes of God is very minute.
所以在神的眼中没有困难这两个字。
So in the eyes of the Lord, there is no such thing as difficult.
我们看当时以利亚他战败假先知以后
，And we see that after Elijah has overcome the false prophets,
他听到耶洗别的一句话说要追杀他，他就很害怕。
And he heard the words that Jezebel wants to kill him, then he was afraid.
耶洗别一个女人要他的生命啊。
And Jezebel, a woman, wanted his life.
当然他很害怕。
And so he was afraid.
因为他接受到这个黑函呢。
And because he has received this bad news.
接受到这个追杀令的恐吓。
And he has received this threat.
要是我会害怕。
And if it was me, I would also be afraid.
他逃了。
And then I will overrun.
后来他逃到山上。
Then he ran into the mountains.
神就亲自面对他。
And the Lord came face to face with him.
神就指示他一些事情呢。
And the Lord instructed him certain things.
你要做哪的事情？你要去告谁做先知啊？怎么样
？He needs to go and anoint a certain person as prophet.
在那个对话当中
，In that conversation,
神有没有提到耶洗别要追杀他？
Did the Lord mention that Jezebel wanted to kill him?
没有。
He did not.
所以到神的眼中是没有这个事情。
So in the eyes of the Lord, this did not happen.
可是在人的眼中是很现实的，是有，因为耶洗别真的是要追杀他。
But in the eyes of man, this truly exists, and Jezebel truly wanted to kill him.
所以让他心生害怕。
And so that he had fear in his heart.
那我们今天是新约时代的信徒啊。
And today we are the believers of the New Testament.
整个故事我们都很清楚，耶稣基督的故事我们也很清楚。
And we're all very familiar with the story and also the story of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们就不要再害怕。
And so we don't need to be afraid.
因为耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
Because the Lord Jesus has already resurrected from death.
叫我们有一个活泼的盼望。
So that we can have a living hope.
因此我们就不需要再害怕。
And so we do not need to be afraid.
所以这是十一章跟十二章复活的见证。
And this is the testimony of resurrection in chapter 11 and 12.
就是一个最基本的，我们是新生的人，要得一个新的生命。
And that is the most basic that we have been born again and we need to receive a new life.
然后再进入到第十三章。
And when we enter into chapter 13.
第十三章就是谈到洗脚礼。
Chapter 13 talks about foot washing.
也就是与主有份。
And that is to have part with the Lord.
有个新的生命以后。
After you have a new life,
这是基本的。
This is the most basic.
好像我们现在都有一个健康的身体啊。
And just as today we have a healthy body.
但是一个普通的身体躯壳以外呢，还要有一个精神的层次。
And aside from our physical body, we need to also have the be aware of our emotional state.
就好像我们吃喝是很基本的。
And for example, to eat and drink is a very basic necessity of life.
有钱人。他要吃喝啊，没有钱的人也是要吃喝啊。
The wealthy need to eat, and the poor also need to eat.
因为这是维持生命的最基本的要求。
This is the most basic requirement to sustain life.
可是除了这个层次以外呢
？But aside from this level,
我们还要提升我们生活的层次。
We need to raise our life to another level.
所以有钱人啊，可能是经常做 vacation 啊，做出去旅游啊。
And so the wealthy may often go on vacations.
坐游轮
and take a cruise.
啊，去听这个音乐会
or to go to musicals or operas.
哦，那个门票很贵啊。
And the tickets are very expensive.
有的两百多块的
，some maybe $200.
哦，那个好区呀，那个有时候是非常昂贵的门票。
And depending on what you said, it may be a very expensive ticket.
那为什么要花这个钱去听音乐会
？And why do they spend this money to go to the opera?
啊，最主要就是要提升这个生活的品质。
And this is to elevate their standards of life.
啊，所以我们的性情就是生命的一部分呢。
And so our emotional state is a part of our life.
所以要提高我们的性情，提高我们属灵的品格。
And so we need to elevate.Our emotional state and elevate our spirituality.
啊，有些时候我们说啊，这个人啊，没有什么气质。
And some may say that this person does not have a very good personality or traits.
啊，但是有些时候我们说啊，某一个人很有气质。
And some people may say they are very elegant.
啊，有气质跟没气质，有些时候我们可以看出来呀。
And we could tell if a person is elegant and or if a person is crude.
那有气质的人他也活着，没有气质的人他照样活着。
And an elegant person continues to live, and a crude person also continues to live.
可是两个人的一个品格、一个属、一个生命的层次，哈啊就不一样。
But their level and their standard of living will be different.
有气质的人就表示说他生命很丰富了。
And an elegant person may be full of life.
所以十三章就是告诉我们要追求一个属灵的品格。
And so, chapter 13 tells us that we need to pursue our spirituality.
因为我们人的品格、人品啊，是我们生命当中的一部分。
And because our spirituality is part of our life.
品格好，这个人就活得很健康啊。
And if you have good character and good spirituality, then you will live a healthy life.
我们所谓健康，就包括身体健康、心灵也健康。
And the healthy life refers to our physical health and also our emotional health.
所以整个人都很健康。
And so your whole person will be healthy.
好，我们就整个 whole being， 你就不管是哪一方面都很健康。
And your whole being, regardless of which aspect, will be healthy.
因为有的人呢，很会嫉妒嘞。
And some people may be easily provoked to jealousy.
这个心灵啊，是污秽的，不健康。
And their emotional state is filthy and it's not healthy.
有的人很容易生气，也不健康。
And some people are easily angered. This is also not healthy.
但是你假如反观哈，一个人很温柔了。
If you look at a person who is gentle.
一个人很谦卑的。
If a person is humble.
很有怜悯的心肠啊。
And he has a heart of mercy.
啊，很有耐心啊，听别人的诉苦啊。
And he has patience to listen to others.
这个人的生命啊，这个很有深度的。
And this person has great depth in his life.
所以十三章最主要的就是阐明这个生命深度的意涵呢。
And so in chapter 13, it talks about the depths of a life.
啊，说我们信耶稣的人呢，我们生命啊，不只是这个外在的生命。
And so for us who believe in the Lord, our life is not just this hourly life.
我们要让我们生命更有深度。
And we need to have our life.To have a deeper meaning.
因为我们已经有一个基本的生命，我们受洗以后，神给我们一个新的生命。
And because we have already have this basic life after we have received baptism.
然后慢慢往这个更丰盛的生命的目标啊来前进。
Then we need to continue to pursue this fuller life.
所以我们要盼望啊，我们要追求啊，羡慕一个属灵的品格。
And so first we need to pursue.The spiritual, spiritual character.
所以十三章洗脚里啊，主就说：“我若不洗你的脚，你就与我无分了。”
And so in chapter 13, during foot washing, the Lord Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
我们请看彼得后书。
Let's turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节
Chapter 1 verse 3
神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主第四节
Verse 4
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许啊赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份所以这边是神的神能要用神的神能神的能力啊将生命还有前进的事赐给我们。
And here, through His divine power, He will give us life and godliness.
所以有一个我们刚讲过，借着洗礼有个新的生命。
And so we have said that through baptism, we have a new life.
同时，他也把 前进的事情赐给我们。
And at the same time, he has given us a godliness.
让我们去追求这个金钱的事情。
And so that we can pursue after godliness.
因此他已将又把握要极大应许赐给我们。
And he has given us a great and precious promise.
这个应许就是永生。
And this promise is the eternal life.
那永生就要透过圣灵来印证。
And the eternal life is reflected by the Holy Spirit.
所以脱离从情欲来的拜佛，我们就得与神的性情有份了。
And so we can escape the corruption of the world and evil desires, and we can have part in His divine nature.
那第五节以后就提到神的性情是什么
？In verse 5 talks about what is His divine nature.
第五节说就是殷勤。
Being diligent.
那个殷勤是一个很好的品格。
And being diligent is a very good character.
那殷勤的相反叫做懒惰。
And the opposite of being diligent is laziness.
那懒惰的人就得不到什么，因为他也不去耕耘。
And those who are lazy cannot receive anything because they do not work.
懒惰读书，懒惰做事情，懒惰煮饭，懒惰帮忙做家事。
And if you're lazy to too lazy to study, to work, or to do household work,
这个不是神的品格。
And this is not a divine nature.
所以神的性情是很勤劳的。
And so the divine nature of the Lord is He's very diligent.
所以你看，有些时候我们祷告
And sometimes when we pray,
神就马上垂听哎。
Then God will listen.
他马上签可以可。
He will immediately approve.
他不拖延的。
And he will not delay.
所以他对我们的事情是非常仔细的在照顾。
And so he is taking care of our needs very carefully.
不分昼夜的。
And he does not sleep day or night.
神不会说哎呀我好累呀等一下呢。
And God will not say I'm tired wait for me a moment.
神不会说我还在睡觉不要吵我了。
And God will not say I'm sleeping don't bother me.
他只要一听到我们有急事要找他，他马上起来帮助我们。
And once he hears that we need him, then he will come and help.
那再来说是信心。
And then we talk about faith.
德性知识。
And goodness and knowledge.
节制忍耐。
And knowledge and self-control.
有些节制。
And self-control.
什么事情做得很好了，但是有些时候也要节制。
And there may be good things, but we often need to know self-control.
这个节制最好的训练就是到了buffet店去训练。
And the best training for self-control is to go to a buffet.
Buffet 那么好吃的东西就看你会不会节制。
And there are many good food at a buffet that we can know.
节制到七分饱。
To eat until you're three quarters full.
不要饱饱的话，超过十分、十二分饱。
And don't eat until you're way over.
那就没有节制啊。
Then you don't have self-control.
这最好的训练场所就是去buffet店你就去逛一下子吃然后看看你会不会节制。
So the best way to practice self-control is to go to the buffet.
那我们做圣工也是要有节制。
And during the holy work, we also need to have self-control.
不要做到连家庭都不顾。
Then we can't do the holy work until we neglect our family.
上班到这个家庭也不顾。
And or to work to the point where you neglect your family.
上班是好，但是要节制，不要变成工作狂。
It's good to work, but don't become a workaholic.
我们爱好清洁也是很好。
And it's also good to love cleanliness.
大家不要变成洁癖。
Yeah, but we should not overdo it.
这个叫做要有节制，诸事都要有节制。
And that is to have self-control in all things.
这个是神的品格。
And this is the divine nature of God.
忍耐。
And perseverance.
现在的人不谈忍耐。
And people today do not talk about perseverance.
都是快速。
They all want fast.
忍耐，你比如说在开在高速公路上。
And for example, when you're driving on the freeway.
有的人不忍耐就是一直开得很快就是。超车又卡硬就是要超别人，有些时候很危险的动作。
And sometimes you do not want to wait for others, so you continue to pass and make dangerous maneuvers.
所以圣经说要快快的听。
And so the Bible says we need to be quick to listen.
有的人没有耐心去听别人的。
And some people do not have patience to listen to others.
好了好了，不用再说了，我知道了。
You would say you would cut them off and say, "Don't say anymore. I know."
他真的知道吗？
Does he truly know?
他不知道啊。
They don't.
没听怎么知道？
And if you have not listened, how will you know?
只是他没有耐心听下去。
It's just that he does not have the patience to continue to listen.
圣经说慢慢的说。
And the Bible says, "Slow to speak."
急什么？慢慢来呀。
And we do not need to rush.
慢慢的动怒。
and to be slow to anger.
这个都是要需要叫忍耐的功夫的。
These all need to be practiced through perseverance.
我们平常就跟练习啊。
And then we could, we need to practice this.
好，吃饭的时候也要慢慢吃。
When we eat, we need to eat slowly.
享受人生啊。
And to enjoy the food.
既然有时间啊，有啊，主要就赏赐给我们一顿饭，就慢慢吃享受。
And since the Lord has given us this meal, we need to eat it slowly and enjoy it.
可是慢的时候就是忍耐。
And when you're slow, then you're persevering.
所以日文啊，这个日本话，日文的忍耐就是我慢，我慢的意思。
And so in Japanese, to persevere, it means I am slow.
当然，对于个性急的人啊，是一个挑战。
And but for those who have a short temper, this is a challenge.
但是这是神的品格啊。
But this is the divine nature.
啊，我们再来看啊，十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
说这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国啊。很丰富的可以进去，只要是有这几个神的品格。
If you have these divine nature, then you have a rich welcome.
我们就能够有个丰富的生命。
And you will have a rich life.
那这个我们在现实的生活呢，啊，只要是有这些品格的话，我们生活会过得很愉快。
And if we have these divine nature, then we will live a very happy life.
我们生活会过得很有自信。
And we'll live a very confident life.
因主因神而有的自信。
And this confidence comes from the Lord.
因为这是神的性情之一啊。
Because this is one of the divine nature of the Lord.
这个是神的旨意，要我们去学习的。
This is the will of God that He wanted us to learn this.
所以神要我们的生命有深度。
And so God wants our life to have depth.
啊，让我们跟一般非信徒啊、非基督徒就不一样。
So that we are different from those who do not believe.
能够增加我们人际关系。
And that it can improve our relationship with others.
因为圣经说啊，撒母耳在神的面前长大。
And the Bible says that Samuel grew up in front of the Lord.
那在神的面前长大，意思就是说啊，他啊多少呢也会感觉到神的性情。
And to say that he grew up before the Lord means that he understands the character of the Lord.
因为他经常跟神在一起呀。
Because he's often with the Lord.
啊，经常跟那个好朋友在一起。
And if you're often with a good friend,
那自然会感染到好朋友的一些性情。
Then you will be influenced by the nature of your friend.
那结果呢？
And what is the result?
神跟人喜爱他的心啊，就越增长。
And so heart of other people of liking him continues to grow every day.
所以我们在这个社会上怎么样能够得到别人的喜欢？
And so how can we receive the favor of others in society?
啊，不是说我们经常请人吃饭呐，为了要讨好他，那我就要请他吃饭。
It's not that we often treat them out to meals and to try to draw close to them.
还是买礼物送给他
，or to buy gifts for them.
还是经常跟他说一些好话。
Or to often compliment them.
不需要，只要在神的面前长大。
You don't need to do this. All you need to do is grow up.
只要有神的性情。
If you have the divine nature of the Lord,
我们的生命就有深度。
Then our life will have depth.
别人就喜欢我们，我们。
Then other people will like you.
神也会喜欢我们。
And then God will also like you.
再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
345首。
345.